The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And I want you to think about something. Hey, if you listen to this program, I want you to constantly be thinking. I challenge you continually to think. God gave you a brain. Use it. And that's why I say, don't believe everything I say. Don't believe everything you hear on the news. Check it out for yourself. Think for yourself, please. So here is my question. Is there a difference between saying America is a racist nation and saying America has racists? Well, any person with half a brain tied behind their back, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, would obviously say, well, there's an enormous difference between the two. Well, you'd be hard-pressed to find a liberal that could explain the difference, because the liberal left is absolutely determined to convince everyone that America is absolutely, totally racist. Not that we have some racists, and we do. That was illustrated last night with the Republican rebuttal. President Joe Biden gave his quasi-State of the Union, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful manner. It was not officially a State of the Union, and yet it had all of the trappings of a State of the Union. And then there is always the other party's response. Always. When the 8 years of Barack Obama, a Republican. During the 4 years of Donald Trump, a Democrat gave the rebuttal. Last night, the Republicans chose Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. Although several mainstream media sources said he was from North Carolina. But anyway, he has represented South Carolina since 2013. Sadly, and I mean sadly, he is the only African-American Republican in the Senate. There should be more. But here's the problem. If you are a black Republican, if you are a black conservative, you are considered by many to be a traitor, a turncoat, or an Uncle Tom. I won't go any further with that right now. I'll come back to that. Anyway, Tim Scott was chosen to give the opposite view, representing the opposing party, the Republican Party. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I tuned in. I wanted to see the CNN response to Tim Scott's remarks. So I turned over immediately when he was finished over to CNN. And one of the first things was, this was a terribly partisan speech. He was giving the Republican response to a Democrat president. He was there representing Republicans. It was partisan. Anyway, Tim Scott had two strikes against him as far as the mainstream media is concerned and the progressive left. The progressive left that constantly talks about love, tolerance, acceptance. Yeah. Unless you disagree with them. So Tim Scott is an African-American who is serving in the Senate of the United States. He has an incredible story. He talked in his book, he talks about his great-great-grandfather who worked in the cotton fields. And slavery was a part of his ancestral past. And he talks about in one person's lifetime, his great-grandfather, who had worked in the cotton fields, saw his great-grandson elected to the Congress, the Senate of the United States. So he talks about going from cotton to Congress. What a story. What a great story. But he had two huge strikes against him. Number one, he's a conservative. So if he is a conservative, according to the liberal left, the loving, kind, gracious, let's all get along. Let's love each other. Let's be inclusive. If he is a conservative, he's a sellout. He's an Uncle Tom. Well, they call him an Uncle Tim because he's Tim Scott. And then the second strike he has against him, he is an outspoken Christian. If you heard his speech last night, he gave a personal testimony of his faith and trust in Christ and how his mother taught him to pray. His mother prayed him through the difficult times in his life. And so if you're a conservative, bad, 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 bad. If you're an outspoken follower of Jesus Christ, bad, 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 bad. At least from the left. Probably the most controversial statement he made in his speech last night, and I quote, America is not a racist country. That's what he said. America is not a racist country. Well, again, when I turned over to CNN, they were immediately talking about Tim Scott, and within less than 2 minutes of their discussion about Tim Scott, they referenced that quote, America is not a racist country, and the entire panel on CNN said, well, that's just not true. America is racist. Really? And do we still have a problem with racism? Yeah. Are there still racists in America? Yeah. Are there white racists in America? Yeah, sadly. I think we are seeing an explosion of black racism. Now, the dictionary definition of racism is you judge another person's worth or value solely on the color of their skin. If you have one color of skin, you are superior to another person simply because of the color of their skin. Are there white people who are racist? Absolutely. And to deny that would be foolish. I think they're few and far between, praise God. Are there black people who are racist? Absolutely. And I would hope they are few and far between, but they're getting an awful lot of press. Because today, it is not okay to be a white racist. And praise God for that. That is a good thing. That it is not a good thing to be a white racist. However, it is perfectly fine to be a black racist. That's okay. That's all right, because if you're a black racist, you deserve it. You've earned the right to be a racist because you have been oppressed and so forth. So it's okay for you because you've earned that right. This is where we are today. And I think we have to come to a place where what Tim Scott was trying to say last night, racism is wicked and evil, regardless of the color of the skin of the racist. It's wrong. It's evil. It's evil for white people. It's evil for black people. It's evil for Asian people. Racism and bigotry against someone else because of the color of their skin, or to simply judge them by the color of your skin, is wicked and evil. I need to take a break. I didn't intend to take that much time on that. Let me give you just a few more quotes from Tim Scott. Again, my opinion, brilliant. Maybe you disagree. If so, fine. Give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
President Biden obviously made headlines for his speech last evening. The Republican rebuttal was given by Tim Scott, and he probably made more headlines. And I don't think that's really bad for the Republicans or Tim Scott. One of the more controversial things that he said, which shouldn't be controversial at all, is America is not a racist country. Now, if you listen to the mainstream media, you would be led to believe that Tim Scott said last night, there is no racism in America. It's not what he said. He didn't say that at all. He said America is not a racist country. I would concur with that. Again, is there racism in America? Yes. Should we expose it, condemn it, call it wicked and evil? Yes, 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 and yes. But ask yourself this. How does a racist country, a country that is racist, how does a racist country elect a black president to two terms? How does a racist country elect a woman of color as vice president? How is that possible? Anyway, Tim Scott went on to say, America is not a racist country, but powerful forces want to pull us apart. 100 years ago, kids, listen to this. This is brilliant and so true. Please listen to this quote from Senator Tim Scott. Powerful forces want to pull us apart. 100 years ago, kids in classrooms were taught the color of their skin was their most important characteristic. And if they looked a certain way, they were inferior. Today, kids again are being taught that the color of their skin defines them, and if they look a certain way, they are an oppressor. That's critical race theory. From colleges to corporations to our culture, people are making money and gaining power by pretending we haven't made any progress. By doubling down on the divisions we've worked so hard to heal, you know this stuff is wrong. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different discrimination. And it's wrong to use our painful past to dishonestly shut down debates in the present. He went on to say, we are not adversaries. We are family. We are all in this together. And we get to live in the greatest country on earth, the country where my grandfather, in his 94 years, saw his family go from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. So I am more than hopeful. I am confident that our finest hour is yet to come. And then I think the most important part of all of his speech, he said, original sin is never the end of the story. Not in our souls, not for our nation. The real story is always redemption. I'm standing here because my mom has prayed me through some very tough times. Again, brilliant. We often hear of slavery being referred to as America's original sin. Senator Tim Scott says that should not be where it ends. The end is not the sin, but redemption. His speech was criticized severely by the liberal left. The number one trend on Twitter last night was Uncle Tim, an incredibly pejorative term about Uncle Tom. Here is a man, a Christian, a representative of his state, being called an Uncle Tom simply because he has not followed the party line of the liberal left. The left is not the party of unity, but of division. All right, quick. Let's go to Paul in Grove City. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, my boy Bob, buddy, that I haven't seen in a whole 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, it was great to see you last Sunday morning. It really was. It was wonderful to see you.
I want to tell anybody out there that if you think that Bob Buddy is a great person in radio, then you need to hear him preach because he's just as good, if not better. So that's to all the people out there.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Really enjoyed your message.
I appreciate that. We got about a minute and 20 seconds, and I apologize, but I wanted to get you on the air.
No. That's great. I just called in, Bob Buddy, to just really ride your coattails. I would encourage anybody that's listening, you know, 15 minutes is a lot in today's world, I guess. Everybody's moving so fast, but if they could take 15 minutes, I think that's what that speech was he gave. Boy, Bob, everything you've said about him is A++. I mean, the guy, that's my first time ever listening to him, and I enjoyed every word he had to say. I mean, it made you proud to be an American, if I could on the Lee Greenwood song. <Yeah. laughs>
Don't sing it, Paul. Don't sing it.
Yeah, no. But he just, I mean, he hits on so many good points, and I never really thought about that catchphrase you used, Bob, you know, that we are not a racist nation, but we do have racists in our country.
Sure.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and there's a world of difference between the two. A world of difference. And the liberal media wants you to believe that Tim Scott said there is no racism in America. That is a terrible distortion of what he said. All right, Paul, good to see you. God bless you. Quick break. We'll be back.